Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aharon Sorcher. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
Learning Maseches Beitza, Daf Chafav, we're going to start a little bit behind the Mishnah on Daf Chafayim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, Behema Mesukenes, if you have a behema which is in danger of dying, and Rashi says you're afraid it'll die, and you don't need to shecht it, you already ate, but if it dies, then you lose the whole behemah. Lo yishchayt elim keine shuz b'yayim lechel menek kezayis tzli. You're not allowed to shecht it unless it's time in the day to eat a kezayis that's roasted. That's a Tanakama. Now, b'kivayim afil a kezayis chay mibeis tzvichasa. Even a raw piece of meat, which you take from the place to shecht it, you don't have to do any butchering of the meat, you don't have to take off the skin. You just grab a kezayis of meat from the place where it's shechted. That's also okay to shecht the behemah for that. Now, there's a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, which brings a raya from this mission that you say hayil. Because if you say hayil, it's very good why you could shecht it, as long as you could eat it, even though you're not planning on eating it, you already ate, and you're not hungry at all, but since you could use it, hayil mikle archem could come, so you say hayil, and therefore you're allowed to shecht it, even though midai raisa, you say hayil, but mean the rabbanon, you cannot rely on hayil, and the rabbanon did not allow you to shecht miyantif l'chayil because of hayil. But here, there's a hefsid mammon, the rabbanon were more makel. But Rabbi asked Rav Chista, you who do not hold of hayil, so should be nisa deraisa to shecht it if you don't need to eat the meat. So how are you allowed to shecht the behemah sekenes because you could eat a kezayis, either tzli or raw, according to Nakama or according to Rabbi Kiva? So Rav Chista said, Mishum hefsim amaynai. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mishum hefsim amaynai, you could be mat and isid eraisa. So the Gemara answers that Mishum hefsim amaynai, he decides he's going to eat a kezayis. Since he doesn't want his behemah to get ruined, all of a sudden, he automatically develops a hunger for eating a kezayis, and therefore it's mutter. So the Beis Yosef brings from Rabbeinu Yeruchim that according to everyone, you don't have to actually eat a kezayis. The Ran's also mashman that way here. Just according to Rabbi, even if you're b'chlal not planning on eating a kezayis, you're allowed to shecht it because of hayil. You could eat a kezayis, even though that's not in your plans at all. Mashenkin, according to Rav Chista, you have to plan on eating a kezayis. If afterwards you change your mind and don't eat a kezayis, so what's wrong? The Shita Mekavetz also says that. If you cook a meal all ready to eat, and then you decide you're not going to eat it, and you save it for the next day, you didn't do anything wrong, because you were cooking for Yom Tov. So here also, when he's desperate for the Hefzimam, and he's planning on eating the Kezayis, what happens afterwards? That's not Malu Amayrit. So either way, the Lashon of the Mishnah, Elam Kein Yochel Lechol Kezayis, fits in. That's what the Ran is Medayik. The Lashon Elam Kein Yesh Shehus, he has time to eat it, and he doesn't have to actually eat it. According to Rabbi, he doesn't even have to plan on eating it. According to Rav Chista, he has to plan on eating it, whether he eats it or not in the end, that's not a problem. The Shaila is on the Rambam. The Rambam is Mashmam, and this is what the Beis Yosef is Medayik and the Marashal. The Medayik and the Rambam, that you have to actually eat the Kezayis Yibayim. Now, if the Rambam would pass like Rav Chista, maybe you could learn that if you don't actually eat the Kezayis, that shows that you never really were planning on eating it, whether you eat it or not, that is Megala on your original plan. And therefore, if you didn't eat the kezayis, comes out the whole shkita was never for Yom Tov and it's asur. But the problem is, like the Mefarshim ask, the Rambam paskins like Rabba. The Rambam paskins that we do say hayil. And therefore, according to Rabba, you don't even have to plan on eating it. It's mutter because of hayil. So why does the Rambam say you have to eat it? It's arachian. So I said, Mr. Reddy, blame swear on this kasha. Another interesting nekuda is the what exactly is the svaris hamachloikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva. I see from the Sasemis, he's learning up, it's a shal in the Rabbanans. The Rabbanan will make it because of Efsim Mammon to be Seimach on Hayil, or even if you hold like a Chista, even if you're planning on eating it, but it is a Harama. We had earlier that you can't make a Harama. In other words, if you ate already and you're only cooking for let's say you want to cook a big pot, and you ate already, and you're really only cooking for the next day, so there's an isser to cook after you eat, according to Moshe Shainim, that's the Gemara B'Vachla Yarin, there's an issa to cook because you really wouldn't want to eat it. You're just cooking it for the next day, and then you're forcing yourself to eat. So there would be the same issue of harama here, that you really don't want to eat any meat. You're only forcing yourself to eat the meat because of the hefsid mamon. So it'll be an issue of harama. But the rabbanu will make an harama because of hefsid mamon. So the question is, how much of harama did they allow? According to the Ratana Kama, at least you're eating it a kazayis of tzli, so at least it's not so nicker the harama. It could be you wanted punk to have a kazayis of meat. Mashenkin, if it's raw, the Tanakama holds it so nicker the harama, everyone could see clearly who's interested in eating kazayis of raw meat. So that's why the Rabbanan asked it. Mashenkin, Rabbi Kiva holds no. The Rabbanan will make even raw meat they allowed you to eat. I saw in the Afik Hayam, he says a gewaldige teich, he says a different teich. He wants to say a tremendous chiddush that eichel nefesh needs kederech achila. He says, Lamarshal, he says, why do you need a kazayis? How about if you could eat less than a kazayis? You can't eat a kazayis, you can eat less than a kazayis. So, would that be okay? So he says, no, because eichel nefesh, achila is b'kazayis. You can't cook to eat less than a kazayis. It sounds to me like a gewaldige chiddush, but that's why he wants to limit the Mishnah. Elam kein yeshus lechel kazayis. It has to be a kazayis. If it's not a kazayis, ein achil of chus mi kazayis. That's not called eichel nefesh. And what about if it's an achil of shleik adarka? We find lagabi a different dinam achil of shleik adarka lef shema achila. So that's good for the machleikas Tanakam and Rabbi Kiva. The Tanakam holds that to do a malacha on yantif to eat raw meat is asur, because eating raw meat, we bound it's an achil of shleik adarka, svelt in the eichel nefesh. It's not called eichel nefesh. Eichel nefesh has to be kadarka. Hashem Kain, Rabbi Kiva holds, no, even raw meat, either he holds it's not really Shleik Adarko, he holds it Shleik Adarko, also is considered Eichel Nefesh. Al Kapanim, there's no problem of Eichel Nefesh, even by Achil Shleik Adarko, as long as you have a Kazayis. That's what I think Ayam learns. So the Gemara goes on, Amar Rami Bar Abba, Havshiv Nituach Ba'ayla V'hu Adin L'Katzavim, that there's a din that you have to skin the animal and cut it up into pieces for an Ayla, who Adin a butcher. When you eat meat, you have to skin it and cut it. This is the proper way to act. You should not eat the meat before you skin it and cut it up. So the Gemara says, if you're going to say it's coming to argue in Avuna, while the behemoth is alive, you assume that it's Asr. So if you have any suffix in the shkita, since it has a cheskes iser, until you know vaday there was a shkita, it's aser, because any suffix in the shkita, they have a cheskes iser. We're going to discuss soon what exactly is the cheskes iser. But nishkata, but once you know there was a shkita, and the question is it a trefa, then the cheskes hetre menes achivadulcha b'man nitrefa. Then you assume it's b'cheskes hetre, and if you have a suffix, if it became a trefa or not, so then it's mutter, unless you know vaday that it's a treifa. Now, this chazaka Rashi says is because stam behemais einam treifas. It comes mikayach l'roiv, because roiv behemais aren't treifas. That is the Gemara in Chulin Daftes, which wants to learn out the din of roiv from treifa. And the Gemara says that it's not a raya, but the Gemara says the fact that we don't assume that behemais are treifas, that shows you that you go basa roiv, and rumba the lesser come on, because roiv behemoths aren't treifas, you go basa roiv. So the makar for the din of roiv, by rumba the lesser come on, by roiv that you can't count, it's just the roiv that you know from the metzias, is from the fact that you don't have to assume behemoths are treifas. Taisus de in chulin asks a kasha, then how do you know it's because of roiv? Maybe it's because the Gemara says that a behemoth that's a treifa doesn't live for more than 12 months. So if you have a behemoth which is more than 12 months old, so then you know for sure it was born not a treifa, so it had a chazaka mikara that it wasn't a treifa. So any behemoth which is more than 12 months old, you could have a chazaka, not a roiv, but a chazaka that it's not a treifa, because now that it's not, that's 12 months old already, you know for sure that it wasn't originally a treifa. And now the question is if it became a treifa afterwards, you should have a chazaka that it wasn't a treifa. So Taiz asked that for a kash in the Gemara. How does the Gemara know that from the fact, l'mashal by a parah aduma, that we don't assume it's a treifa, because you go by sarayv, typically that a parah aduma, which is more than 2 years old, has a chazaka, wasn't born a treifa, because if it would have been born a treifa, it wouldn't have made it more than a year. So since now you know that it wasn't born a treifa, so you should have a chazaka that wasn't a treifa. So Taisa Chulin says a big yisaid that a chazaka shlen is bara b'shait is not called a chazaka. A chazaka, you have to know about it b'shas of the chazaka. Here, there was no time where he knew for sure it wasn't a treifa. When it was born, it might have been a treifa from birth. Once it's a year old, now you know that when it was born, it wasn't a treifa. It still might be a treifa now. There's never a time where you know at that time that it wasn't a treifa. That's not called a chazaka. The reason for this din, that nishkata, it's becheskes heter, chivalach ma'enshefa, the reason is because of a rave. Rave beim esenim treifas, like Rashi says. So the Gemara is saying that maybe Rav Huna that says that you need to skin and cut up the animal is trying to say, not like Rav Huna, he's trying to say you have to check the animal to make sure it's not a treifa. Because it's in a whole like Rav Huna, we hold that unless you check to see the maim is not a treifa, you have to be chayish as a treifa. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says, clearly like Rav Huna, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Kiva says, that you can eat a kazayis chayim yibes tvichasa. That's without checking anything, without cutting up the animal at all. You eat a kazayis. So you see that that's mutter. You don't have to check the animal to see if it's a treifa before you eat it. So the Gemara remains with that raya. And the Gemara says, Ela ramin bar abba, ayrich arik amashmalan. Kedetanya le'echalim shumu batzal mireisha ala me'olav v'machal reza ravson. That Rav Huna is saying, just derech eretz. He's telling you that it looks too ravsonis, it looks too much like you're a glutton if you're going to eat the animal before you butcher it properly, before you take off the skin and you cut it up into pieces. If you just eat it, it looks like you're too much of in a rush to eat. It's not derech eretz. That's the point Rav Huna is saying. Not a din anilchus treifus b'chlal. Taiz asks the kasha, the Gemara right afterwards says, chutzuv mekateir eglayin rishiyaya, and netiya mekateir eglayin dekatzvaya. Netiya of Arla is mekateir eglayin. It makes a big kitchug on the butchers that don't check the animal for treifus beforehand. Because they're in a rush, and the Tiyah teaches you not to be in a rush. You have to wait 3 years for the fruit. That teaches the butchers not to be in a rush and to check the animal for treifus before they eat it. So the Chari, you see that you do have to check the animal for treifus before you eat it. And it's not just derech eretz that you shouldn't be a ravson. So Taisa says a very interesting teretz. Taisa says that the real reason why you have to skin the animal and cut it up is because of derech eretz. Because it's near a ravson, it's not proper manners to eat the animal before it's skinned and cut up. But it makes an afkemina legabe treifa, because if there was no hilchas derech eretz to skin the animal and cut it up, there was no din mitzad derech eretz to do that. So in case you didn't do it, and it was found afterwards to be a treifa, you'd be an einus. You didn't do anything wrong, you're not mechuyev to check for treifas, and you didn't do anything wrong, so therefore you're called an einus. But since, in regard to the laws of derech eretz, you acted improperly, you didn't wait for the animal to be skinned and cut, so now, if it's found a treifa, you're not called an einus, you're called a shegig. A very interesting you say, and whether someone's an einus or a shegig. If a person did everything completely right, then he's called an einus. Masha ein kein, if a person didn't act properly, even in regard to a different inyan than what he was over on, and he ended up being over another inyan, but since he anyway acted improperly, that's called the shegig. Kaivachirim shtel su, the Shev Shmaitza says, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos says that if somebody is mishamish with his wife and she ends up that she's a nida, if it was shaloi b'shas vesta, he does not have to bring a carbon. He's an einus. He doesn't have to be chayshish that maybe she's a nida. There's no reason for him to be worried about it. But b'shas vesta, if he's mishamish b'shas the vesas, b'shas the time that she's expected to see the period, so then he's considered a shegig, he has to bring a chatos. So the Shev Shmaitz is bothered, what if the old vesta said they're abanan? We pass a vesta said they're abanan. Midereisa, there's no din that you have to be chayshish b'shas the vesas. So if midereisa, there's no din you have to be chayshish b'shas the vesas, so why should he be chayiv a chatos? He only did something wrong midereabanan. Midereisa, he didn't do anything wrong. So the Shev Shmaitz says, but since he's over the Issa Derabbanan of Estes, he's not an Einus anymore. If there was nothing, if there's no reason for him to worry that maybe she's a Nida, so then he's an Einus. But if there's a Din Derabbanan to be Perisha because of the Shas Vestes, so then he's no longer an Einus, he's a Shegig. So same thing here, even if it's a Din Mitzad Hilchas Derech Eretz, that he has to skin and cut the animal before he eats it, but already he did something wrong, and had he not done that thing wrong, had he not been over an Hilchas Derech Eretz, Anilchus Nirik Ravson, he wouldn't have eaten the treifa, so Kumtais Nachilas treifa is no longer an einus, it's a shegik. So this is the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Halacha l'maisa, like anyone who learned Yerideya or deals with the Shechita knows, we all check the animals, we check the lungs of the animals for chafis before we eat it. This halacha, after someone checks the behema, they check the animals, they skin the animal, and they check the lungs before they even take it out. They check it to make sure there's no circus on the lungs, and then after it's removed also, they visually inspect the lung to make sure that it's complete and has no circus on it. And there's a big machlekes rishainim, what's the din if a reya got lost, if you didn't check it, and now you can't check it because it got lost, are you allowed to eat the meat or not? This was a big, early machlekes rishainim. The Bahag held it was aser, and Rashi has a whole discussion, it's brought in the rishainim and chulin, the aftes, and it's brought in the Beis Yosef, and Simon Lamentes, that the Rebbeim of Rashi wanted aser, and Rashi argued with them, and Rashi said, until now we were eating the milk of this animal because we couldn't check it. Everyone eats, you're allowed to eat the milk of an animal. It has a din of, you have a rav behemus einam treifus. And now we're going to say that you're not allowed to eat this animal because maybe it's a treifa. I'll go upon him. There's a big machlekes rishonim about it. The Rosh right here says that I see from this Gemara clearly that it's not ma'akev. The Rosh says, I see that you're allowed to lechatchila eat without bedikah because of hefsid mammon. Koshkein, if with the evid you lose the reya, you're allowed to eat from it, and you don't have to mafsid your behemah, it's also hafsid mammon. But there's actually two questions going on. The first question is, this din that we check the reya, is that a chiyav midina de Gemara, or is that a minig that was started after the Gemara? The Rambam and other Rishayim are mashma that it was a minig that was started after the Gemara. That's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Shechita Perek Yud Aleph, that Medina de Gemara, there's no din to check the Reya Bechlal. It's a minig, Farnogu Kol Yisrael to check the Reya, and the Rashi also says it's a minig, it's also lifritz gedder, you're mechuyiv to check the lungs, but it's not Medina de Gemara. Medina de Gemara, you're not mechuyiv to check the lungs. But there are Rishayim that hold it is Medina de Gemara, but Lachai, even according to them, it's a din de Rabbanan. The Makairis they bring is the Gemara here that says that, like we said, in Dintiyah Mekateir Aglein de Katzvaya, which sounds like there's a chiv to check it mitzat shreifus, if you don't learn like Taisus. The other makar is Yerushalmi, that talks about if you're allowed to check for shreifus on Yom Tov, is that a problem like Rias Mumin of a Bechar? And it says that checking for shreifus, is that a problem of Mesakin? And it says that checking for shreifus is Durabanan, so therefore it's not called Mesakin. That's what the Gemara says. But it sounds like, Klar, there is a chiv derabanan to check for treifas. There's also a medrash that the Rishayim bring down that says that other Marishan should have learned from the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, they don't rush to eat. They make sure to check it first. You see from the medrash that people that you check for treifas. Lamaisa, this Gemara is very much mashman that there is no chiv mitzadachas treifas, like the Gemara says. The Gemara brought in Rav Huna, it says that hevshev nituach b'elav hu adin l'katzavim, that there's a din that of Hefshev and Nituach, and the Gemara says if it's Mitzat Shreifus, and he's arguing on Evuna, Elamites, Mitzat Ayachayim, and the Gemara clearly sounds like it's saying it's Alts Ravsin. But it sounds like the Rishayim that held it was Minin, the Gemara held that this Gemara also means Mitzat Hilchus Shreifus. Although, like we said, Rav Rishayim learned that Minin in the Gemara, there is no din to check Mitzat Hilchus Shreifus. But there's another Nakuda. Even if there is a Chiyiv to check, that's the Chayiv because even if you have a Rav, but if it's Evshel Avruei and it's a Miyatam Matzui, it's often, it's Matzui, it's common, it's frequent that the lungs have a problem and need checking. And it's Evshel Avruei, it's easy to check, so therefore there's a Chiyav to check it. If you lose it, now it's not Evshel Avruei anymore. So, L'chayr B'di'evid, you should be able to be Samech on the Rav, just like you could when you drink the milk of the animal, which you can't check it yet, you're also Samech on the Rav. So there, the Paiskim say that the svar of the Eistrim is because if that's part of the chiyuv to check it, if you're going to say that you're mechuyuv to check a lechachila b'di'evid when it gets lost, you're not mechuyuv to check it, so the butcher will tend to somehow allow the reya to get lost so that he wouldn't have to check it. So therefore, that's part of the thing. If you have a chiyuv to check it because of Evshel Avruei, comes along with the chiyuv to make sure that happens, and if it doesn't happen, then you lose the animal. And this is how the Rishayim answer our Gemara, that that even though in Ag Gemara it says according to Rabbi Kiva, because of Hefsid Mammon, like the Rosh asks, because of Hefsid Mammon, you could eat a Kazayin Shibbeis Tzvichasa without checking it. So Ebezei, when the Rei gets lost, also has Hefsid Mammon, so why can't you eat it without checking it? Teretz says, in Ag Gemara, because of Hefsid Mammon, Chazal made a waiver on the whole Din Bedika. Because since in Ag Gemara, Bedika will cause you a Hefsid Mammon, because if you're going to require Bedika, he's not going to have enough time to eat it on Yom Tov. He won't be able to shecht it on Yom Tov, and Mela will die. So the requirement of Bedika will cause a Hefsid Mammon. So therefore, they patted you from the whole Chi of Bedika. Now, Shein Kein, when you had a Chi of Bedika, and you didn't do the Bedika, so then the Chi of Bedika would also remain that B'di'evid, you will be Aser. The Bri Megadim, in Siman Tav Sarechess, clears an interesting Shaila. He says, if you see from Agamara that when the requirement of Bedika will cause you a Hefsid Mammon, it's waived, so what about a Din? Let's say you have somebody that's a farmer that has a qualified Sheikhet in the town, but doesn't have a Beidik. There's no one here who knows how to check lungs. And punkt, his behem is a misukenis. His behem all of a sudden is in danger of dying. So is he allowed now to shech the behemah and just simply not check the lungs? Because if you're going to wait till the beidah comes, the behemah is going to be dead already. Would you have the same heter like you see according to Rabbi Kiva, that when there's a hefsid mammon and it's impossible to be beidik because the hefsid, if you're going to require bedikah, there'll be a hefsid mammon. So they didn't require bedikah. Would that also apply in the case where there happens not to be a beidik around? The Pimigana lives with the Tzarechian. Now, one more nekuda, one very important nekuda, that about the first part of Rav Huna's statement, Behemah b'chiyah b'cheskes isra emedes atchi vodlecha b'man ishkata, that all behemahs have a cheskes isra, and therefore you have to know vaday it was a shkita, otherwise misafik, it's also a cheskes isra. So we have here machlekes Rashi and Taisus, what is the cheskes isra? Rashi says the cheskes isra is the isra of evim and achai. So Taisus says, what does that mean? There's a cheskes isra evim and achai. The isra evim and achai is definitely gone. The behemah is clearly dead. The question is, Is it shchuta or nevela? But evim and achai, it's certainly not. Why would the cheskes evim and achai have any bearing on whether it was shechted properly or not? Either way, it's not us evim and achai now. So Taisus says that the cheskes iser is a cheskes eina zavuach. Taisus says that someone who eats nevela is over on two isurim. He's over on the lav leseichel nevela. He's also over on the asay of zavachta v'achalta. V'zavachta v'achalta tells you that you can only eat through zvicha, and without zvicha, without a proper shkita, you can't eat. So there is an isser of eina zavuach. Now, the isser nevela only starts when it dies. While it's alive, there is no isser nevela. But the isser of eina zavuach, the isser asay of eina zavuach, that applies when the animal is alive also. Now, the emphasis of the machlekes yishenim, if there is an isser eina zavuach altogether, there's a ritzvah, it's in Taisin Shuas, that doesn't hold of such an isser, that holds that there is no such thing as an isser eina zavuach. The zavach of chal is not teaching you an isser asay, not to eat, not shech to eat. L'chayr, according to the tzvah, you're going to have to learn the Gemara like Rashi, that becheskes isser emedes means the isser evim and achai. There's a prima godim that wants to bring a raya to Taisus that there is an isser eina zavuach from the fact that you make a brach on the shechita. Vayisa shechita is a mitzvah. So the fact that you make a brach on the shechita will indicate that there is an asay for shechita. That shows you that v'zavachta means the mitzvah asay, and like Taisus, that there will be an isser asay of eina zavuach. But Rabbi Kivega says it's b'chol not a raya, because it's certainly not a mitzvah asay. There's no mitzvah asay v'zavachta. There's no positive mitzvah. You're not mekayim a mitzvah asay when you shecht. At most, if v'zavachta is an asay, that means it's an isser asay. It's telling you that when you eat without shechita, you're over this asay. He compares it to the asay of mitzvah shlishi. You have a isa mitzri is an asay, because it's banim ashe vodlem dar shlishi yavla mekal Hashem. So a mitzri, that's the third generation mitzri, it says, could come to kal Hashem, which implies that before that, he's not allowed to come to kal Hashem. So a mitzri sheni has an isser asay. But there's no mitzvah, there's no positive mitzvah to say a kiyum asay by marrying a mitzvah shlishi. There's no such thing. All the asay of banim asay v'odlem dor shlishi of mekal Hashem is telling you that before that not, it's an isser asay. Say that it was a vachta v'chalta. There's no positive kiyum mitzvah you get by shechting. It's just telling you that without the zvicha, you're being over this asay. So what is the pshat in the bracha? According to everyone, you're going to have to say that the pshat in the bracha is, it's a bracha on a heter. You can make a bracha sheket shana mitzvahis of tzivanu if you need that maisa to be matir, even if that maisa is not a mitzvah. Like a bracha ala eiv is that way. There's no mitzvah, no positive mitzvah to make an eiv. It's just if you want to carry, you make an eiv. But you still make a bracha because you make a bracha on a maisa which is matir. That's what Rebbe Vega says. Kabanim, narzlin yenenum. We have a machlokes if there is an isser asay of enes zvuch. According to Taisus, is an isser asay of enes zvuch. So that's what the Gemara means. Becheskes isser kaimi. Vashein kain some rishayim all. There is no isser asay. They have to hold like Rashi that becheskes isser means becheskes evim menachai. But what's pshat? How do we answer Taisus kashem that it's anyway not asos evim menachai? So why should the evim menachai aser? So the two mahalchem. The Rishayim and Yevamis are mashma that it doesn't bother them at all. They say machzakinim miisr leisr. If something has a cheskes isr, so it doesn't matter what the name of the isr is, what's the shame of isr, what type of an isr it is. Lamais it's aser, and until it becomes mutter, it has a cheskes isr. It doesn't matter that it's two different isurim. Machzakinim miisr leisr. That's what the Rishayim say in Yevamis. The Meginei Shloimeh here in the Pei Yeshua, and the Shev Shmaitzah also learns this way in Rashi, they want to say that, no, really, you don't say Machzakinim Miisr L'Isr. The Shev Shmaitzah and Shmaitzah has a long Arichus, a whole Shakla V'Tayyeh, brings the Marit. The Marit brings four Rayas that you say Machzakinim Miisr L'Isr. This was one of them. This Rashi that says that Evim Menachai is a Cheskes Isr. So Taisus says, you see from Taisus, now, you don't say Machzakinim Miisr L'Isr. And in Rashi, he wants to say, and like we said, the Meginei Shloimeh, the Pei Yeshua, to say this, that it's not the pshat that the Cheskes Evim and Achai creates the Cheskes Isr. Now, Avada, you don't need a Cheskes Isr. Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. You don't need a Cheskes Isr. Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. Now, the reason why Rashi threw an Evim and Achai is that you shouldn't have a Cheskes Heter. If something is mutter and the shiles of it became usr, so then you'd have a cheskes heter. So even by a suffix, you wouldn't say suffix deraisa l'chumra. The chazaka would tell you that it's mutter. Mashegin the behema, which was becheskes isr, meaning it had anyway had an isr of evim and achai. So the isr evim and achai, that doesn't create a cheskes isr to make a vada isr. But what it does is it negates any cheskes heter. And since you don't have a cheskes heter, it's a memela suffix deraisa l'chumra, unless you know for sure we're shechted. But even that they don't see any raya that Rashi holds mechzakinim isr leisr, because see, you don't really need a cheskes isr as long as you don't have a cheskes heter. So then the mail it's also suffik deraisa lechumra. But like we said, the Rishayim and Yevamis, the Rajba and the Ridva and Yevamis, Daflamin and Daflamin Aleph, that they're clear that the pshat in Rashi is mechzakinim isr leisr, even if it's two separate isurim. But the fact that it's mukzak in one isr, that makes it that the isr remains, even though now the hechik that isser went off, and the question is if there's another isser. And that's svar of machzakinim isser isser gufa. It's a shail in the Rishayim had to learn, because the Rashba and the Ridvon Yevamis say a qualification. They say you only say machzakinim isser isser if the original isser is such that the behemah will remain usser unless a maisa is done to make it mutter, even though it becomes a different isser. But lemaisa, you need a maisa to make it mutter, like the behemoth which has an issa evim and achai, and it doesn't become mutter on its own. Unless a maisa shchita is done, it will remain aser. It won't remain evim and achai. It will get an issa nevela. But al-kabban will remain aser unless a maisa is done. Mashenkein, if you have something which has an issa on it, and that issa will go off memela, and it's just a question if a new issa is chal on it, then you don't say machzakinim issa le-issa. Like, the case there was like this. Like, let's say you have a woman who at this point is a tzaras erva. That was the question over there. At this point is a tzaras erva. So if her husband would die, she wouldn't go, she wouldn't be zakuk to the yavam. She'd be mutter l'shuk, because she's a tzaras erva. And there's a question if that tzaras erva status changed. And the Gemara is mavur that she has a cheskes heter, even though she was also because she's an eishes ish. But the teretz is the issa eishes ish will go off by itself. You don't need any maisa to happen. And now it's a question if something changed, and now she's no longer a tzaras erva, and now she's going to be usher. So that's called a cheskes heter. That's different than the behema, which has a cheskes issa evim and achayim, but it's not aimed to become mutter by itself. It needs a maisa to make it mutter, then it will remain with the cheskes issa. That's what the Rishayim say. So the Shev Shmaitza understands that lefi Fi that svara, now hint that this behema needs a maisa to make it mutter, so it has a cheskes iser. So even if there's a question if another iser was chal, it's also called a cheskes iser. That's why he wants to learn according to the Rashba, that if there's a shaila, if there's a suffix, if it became a trefo or not, so it has a cheskes iser. It has a cheskes iser evim and a chai. Because the cheskes iser of evim and a chai is considered a cheskes iser for all isurim, since it doesn't become mutter by itself. So once the cheskes iser evim and a chai is here, and now you have a question, a shaila, if it became a trefa, you also say cheskes iser. The Gemara that says nishchata, it's becheskes said that shivada b'man nidrifa, that the Shmaitzah says is talking about you don't have any makam for a suffix. So there, like we said, you have a rav behemah seinim trefas. So mainly you assume it's mutter. Mashegem, when we have a suffix trefas of fenenu, we have a clear suffix of fenenu, but then we don't say that there's any chazaka that it wasn't a trefa, because since it had a cheskes issa evim menachai, gives it a cheskes issa even regard to the issa trefa, because machzikim issa leissa. That's how the Shmaitzah learns. But Rabbi Kivegin Simon Dala doesn't learn that way. Rabbi Kivega says that the Rashba only means that he's mechazikina me'issa le'issir in regard to the issir that would be without the ma'issir being materit. In regard to that issir, you have a behemah which is an eva menachai. If no ma'issir happens, this behemah will automatically become an avela when it dies. A ma'issir has to happen to make it mutter. Then, on that we give it a cheskes issir. Masha'enke, when we have a new question, if another issir came, an iser which has nothing to do with the original cheskes iser, there we consider it a cheskes heter. His case there, the mashal is, you have a shaila for behemah was shechted for avodah zarah, takruvus avodah zarah. You have a suffix. And let's say in the case we have a chazaka on the person had a chazaka that he wasn't an oved avodah zarah yet. Later he became an oved avodah zarah. But at the time he had a chazaka that he wasn't an oved avodah zarah. So the question was, do you have an opposing chazak on the behemah, the cheskes iser, to make it a chazak against the chazaka? So Rabbi Kivega says, no. The cheskes iser is evim and achai. He says, loy mi boy according to Taisus that ein machzikim iser le'iser, so the cheskes iser behemah is ein ezevuach, has nothing to do with the iser of takruvus avei dezar. But even according to Rashi, he brings from the Rishayim there, it's only because the cheskes iser evim and achai can't go off, it will remain usher unless you do a ma'isa. If you don't do a ma'isa and it dies, it will have an isser of nevela. So there's a memela dika hemshech, there's a memela dika continuation of the isser. So that's why it's called a cheskes isser. Taking in regard to having a new isser bichal on the behema, there, you don't say machzika misle isser. Because that new isser didn't need a ma'isa to take off that new isser. That new isser mechate isser went on. B'chai gav, there is no dina machzika misle isser. So the Shev Shmaitzel learns, that as long as this Isser needs a Maisa to make it Mutter, even if this particular Isser will go off, but you need a Maisa to make the Behemah Mutter, that's called the Behemah's Becheskes Isser, and that Isser would, and that Chazaka would apply to any Suffolk of Isurim that the Behemah has. Shankar Rabbi Kivega learns, no. In regard to whatever will be a natural continuation of this Isser, so then, even though it's a different issur, this Evim Nachai, the continuation would be Nevela, but since that would be the Hemshech, if not for it's Mechusa Maisa, so that's called the Cheskes Issur. Masha'enki, in regard to a new issur, which is not a continuation of this particular issur, then you don't say Machzakinim Issur L'Issur. And now let's see the Sugya on Daf Chavav. The Mishnah starts in the bottom of Chafayim at Beis. Says, Bechor shnafel abar. If you have a Bechor that fell into a pit, Rashi explains, to talking about a Bechor b'zman hazeh, there's nothing you can do with it unless it gets a mum. If it gets a mum, then you could shecht it. If you shecht it without a mum, that's like shechting kachim b'chutz. Yaiver is a karis. So if it gets a mum, then you could shecht it. Now the Bechor is in the bar. Rabbi Yudayim yerid mum chavira. You could send the baki a mum to see meishba mum. If it has a mum, if the mum's a mum kavua, yalav yishchait. Then you could shecht it. V'emlav lo yishchait. But if not, you can't shecht it. And Rashi explains, of course, Rabbi Yehuda holds a muksa. He has to hold that we're talking about the mum was already there erev yamtiv. He just didn't show it to the chacham yet. But since the mum was there erev yamtiv, so mainly you never maximidaita. You're planning on asking the shayla to see if it was a mum kavua or not. So therefore, it's not muksa. And Reb Shimon Aimer, Kol Shei Mumei Nikam Ibaidyoim, Ein Zimun Amuchad. If you didn't ask the Shaila, Erev Yontif, so it's Ein Zimun Amuchad. So Rashi says, La Mishum Muksa Asalei. It's not, there's no Issa Muksa. The less Reb Shimon Muksa. Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa. But the reason why it's Aser is because it's Aser, according to Reb Shimon, it's Aser to show a Chacham the Mumei Yontif. Like the Gemara says, they're arguing if Reim Mumei Yontif or Ein Reim Mumei Yontif. And why is it also to be Reim Mumei Yontif according to Reb Shimon? Rashi says, because either it's an issue of Masakin Mana, Reb Shimon calls it Masakin Mana, you're fixing it, or it's Donis Adin, it's like he's passing a Din, which is the issue of Donis Adin, it's Xeri Shem Yichtaiv, the Gemara at the fifth Perek of Beyam. So Memela, since it's an issue of Derbanan to be Maturit, Memela, but the Evid also, they didn't allow the Heter to be a good Heter, and they said Ein Zimun Amuchem, it's nothing to do with Muksa. So, Taisus asks two kashas on Rashi. Taisus agrees that Rashi's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda Avadu holds the muksa has to be the mum was already the erev yomtif, already a mum kavua, and he just didn't show it to the chacham yet. But in Reb Shimon, Taisus has two kashas. The first kasha is that he learns according to Rashi that it's only an iser of danas adin or masakin, so that would mean b'di'evit it's mutter, and the Gemara's mavur that b'di'evit it's aser. Because the lashon of Ein Zimun Amuchem, the Mishnah says, it's mashu b'di'evit, it's aser. So Mashah is very bothered. Rashi Mefurish says, kama times in the sugi, even b'di'evit, it's aser, including on the Mishnah. Why is Taisa say that according to Rashi, b'di'evit, it should be mutter? The Ramshif says, Ein Echinami, Rashi says, kama times b'di'evit, it's aser, but that's good for what Taisa is bothered with. If it's only Nisad Rabbanan of seeing the moment, and there's no problem with Muksa, so b'di'evit, it should be mutter. Kabbalah and that's what the Achrayim say, that the first kash is not shrev, and the Rashi is maskim with the evidence aser. Rashi holds that if you do masakin mana on yamtif or dana sedin on yamtif, but the evidence it's not chal because it's aser. But Taisus says the second kash in Rashi, the Gemara in Shabbos nafan zayim beis is mafurish that the reason why Reb Shimon holds his aser is aser muksa. The Gemara there discusses that how could you say Reb Shimon doesn't hold of muksa? Here he says ein zimun amuchan. And the Gemara says, that's because you don't have Yeshivu Mitzapa. If he's Yeshivu Mitzapa, the Muksa should go off, then you don't say Muksa according to Reb Shimon. But here, Miyemed and Afon Bein Muma, then Tim Sloiman, the Afon Bein Muma, Miyemed that's a Mum Kavua, and then Tim Sloiman will be a Mum Kavua, Miyemed the Mizdaka Klei Chacham. So the Gemara is Mavur that since he has no Das on it Bechlal, even Reb Shimon's made that it's Muksa. You see, Klara Gemara and Shabbos has Mufurish that there is an Issa Muksa according to Reb Shimon. So Taisus says that the pshat's like this. If it's mutter to show to a chacham on yamtiv, so then even according to Yehuda there's no issa muksa because his das, he's going to show it to a chacham. The chacham might say it's mutter, so Mela has das on it. He's hoping the chacham will say it's mutter, so Mela has no issa muksa even according to Yehuda. Mashenkein, if it's also to show it to a chacham on yamtiv, so then you have no das on it. You have no das because there's an issa to show to a chacham. So you have no das. If you have no das, that it should be mutter, your maksadaitim menu, even according to Reb Shimon, it's aser. Reb Shimon only is matter, let's say, by an air, because you're waiting for it to go out. Yeshu mitzapa masetich b'nerei. Shaken here, where there's no way you can be matter it, you need it's aser luris mum b'yamtiv, so merely you have no das, and it blibes muksa. Yeshua asks Akasha, you find by tevel, that's aser to be masak, and it's aser to take of chumas and maishas on yamtiv. But since the Issa is only the Rabbanan, the Gemara is Mavur, and there's no Issa Muksa. Tais talks about the Laman Aleph and the Beis. So how come here, with an Issa the Rabbanan to show to a Chacham, there's an Issa Muksa? The Svas Emes answers that there is talking about the person himself could do the Issa the Rabbanan. The person himself could do the Issa the Rabbanan, so therefore, and he does the Issa the Rabbanan in the end, so he was not Maksidaite. Now, Shaken here, the Bailam will have to bring it to a Chacham and get the Chacham to do the Issa the Rabbanan. That if either person has no das, they can get the chacham to do it. So that even according to Reb Shimon, it's muksa. Al kabbanim, salmais et shverin Rashi, that Taiz asks, the Gemara in Shabbos Mavur, that Reb Shimon is al smuksa. So I saw at the beginning, Shleime says a teretz, that the emetz is a machlokes. He wants to learn like this, that the Gemara later brings a brisa, which the Gemara didn't end up holding of it, but Abaya, who is the same makshin of the Gemara there, does bring the brisa. Abaye sounds like he held of the Braisa, that makes a chilek, that says that if the mum was nailed in Erev Yantif, then lechatchili and Allah see it, but the Evid is good. But if the moon was nailed on Yantiv, then it's Muksa. So he says, if you hold like this, Braisa, Al Karchach, the tam that Ein Zimin Amuchan is not because you were misakin it, because what's the difference if it was nailed the moon on Yantiv or nailed the moon on Erev Yantiv? In both cases, you were misakin it. Al Karchach, if it is Braisa that says, when it's nailed at Erev Yantiv, it's just Lechatchili, you can't look at it. But if it's nailed on Yantiv, then Ein Zimin Amuchan, even with the evidence, Aser, Al Karchach, that Braisa has to be hold of Muksa. And the Chilik is like this. When the Mum was nailed on Erev Yomtiv, then there's only one Miyemer. Miyemer in the Mizdakik Lechacham. And that you say, is only one Miyemer, then you say that doesn't make it Muksa. It's still Dayt Dialave. Mashayn Kain, if it wasn't the Mum Bechlal before, so it's three Miyemers. Miyemer will be a Mum, and Miyemer the Mum will be a Mum Kavua, and Miyemer in the Mizdakik Lechacham. So then it's Muksa. So that Abaye is going Lishitosid, and Abaye holds here of the Braisa that makes the chiluk between Nelam Mum Erev Yantif and Nelam Mum Biyamtif. Al Karch the chiluk is the chiluk in Muksa. Again, Rashi is going Lamaskan of the Gemara. Lamaskan of the Gemara that doesn't make this chiluk. Lamaskan of the Gemara in both cases it's Asr. So there Rashi holds the Isser is not Alts Muksa. The Isser is Alts Masakin. It's a shtickle of the Megine Shloimei. Problem is Rashi himself says not the way. Rashi himself says even in the Braisa that the Isser is Alts Masakin, but if it's Nelam the Mum on Erev Yantif, it's not such a Masakin because since before Yantiv was already near it to be mutter, Simamela, it doesn't have a Zashtarka Mesakin, it's not such a Chamradik of Mesakin, Simamela, it's only Lechatchila, Simamela, it's mutter. Mashengen, if it's nailed the Mum on Yantiv, it's more of a Mesakin, it's a grace of Mesakin, and therefore that Mesakin makes it even also b'di'evit. So Rashi clearly learns, even in the Braisa, that it's not Al Smuksa, it's Al Smesakin. So Chaim Yigini Shloim Misteris doesn't stem with Rashi himself on the Sugya. Beishu also says a teretz, Gishmaka teretz, similar to the Megine Shleimai, that he says that the Mishnah is talking about, like Rashi says, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds its mutter. The Mishnah is talking about it was Nail the Mum on Erev Yomtiv. When there's Nail the Mum on Erev Yomtiv, you don't have all three Miyemers. You only have one Miyemer. So Mail, there's no Brahma Muksa there. So Ibezai, Rashi had to say that the Misakin is what asses it. Mashain Kain, when it's nailed the Mum on Yomtif, the Bnei Yeshua says that there's no Issa Misakin. Because just like you're allowed to take off Chalal Lamashal on Yomtif. Why? Because Chumas and Maisha say you could take off Erev Yomtif, it's Mavur in the Gemara in the first parak. That's Asr to take on Yomtif. That's Taka Misakin. But Chala, which the whole Chi of Chala came on Yantif, the Lisha came on Yantif, the Chi of Chala started on Yantif, that's Mutter to take off Chala on Yantif. There is no Misakin, because it's for Eichel Nefesh. So any time you could do this Tikkun Erev Yantif, there is an Issa Misakin, that you find Machumas and Maestris. Mashiach, any time you can't do the Tikkun on Erev Yantif, there is no Issa Misakin, that's by Chala. So he says, who would then, when the Mum was nailed on Yantif, there's no Issa Misakin, but there is Takkun Issa of Muksa, because there are three Miyemes. That's what Pei Yeshua says, but again, like he points out, it doesn't stem with Rashi. But Furish says that even when it's nailed the Mum on Yantiv, there's an Issa Misakin. Other Abbas, a stronger Issa Misakin, and that asks it b'di'evit. So I want to say a third teretz, based on what I saw in the Afikayam, which is, Be'emis in Rashi is l'shitasei. Because there's a machlokes balamar and milchamis. We had earlier that Paris that were locked to on Yom Tif, Rashi says is an Issa Muksa. And Rashi says is an Issa Muksa, even according to Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't hold the Muksa, because here it's different, it's called Dachi B'Yadayim. Why is it called Dachi B'Yadayim? Because Midulalaktinu Akzenu. Because since you didn't pick them, so mail that, then you max them, it's called Yimatchan B'Yadayim. You left them on the tree, that's Matcha B'Yadayim, that's a Muksa, even according to Rabbi Shimon. That's what Rashi says on Daf Chavdal and Amid Beis. So, the Balamar says that he didn't have to come on to that. The Balamar says that Reb Shimon's only matter muksa when you have a yeshiv u'mitzapa, when there's a possibility, when you're expecting the muksa to become mutter on Shabbos or Yantiv, that's when Reb Shimon's matter muksa. But if you're not yeshiv u'mitzapa, you're not expecting the muksa to become mutter on Shabbos and Yantiv, even without any dachi b'yadayim at all, Reb Shimon's not matter muksa. The whole head to Reb Shimon adds by Muksa Machmas Isser is because the Yeshiva Misapa, you're waiting for the Isser to go off. If you don't expect the Isser to go off, then there is no head there according to Reb Shimon. That's what the Balamar says. And the Mechamis argues, he says, no, even according to Abshimah, there's no muksa unless it's dachi b'yadayim. The fact that you're yeshiv mitzapa, that you're not yeshiv mitzapa alone, that doesn't make a muksa according to Abshimah. It's only b'tziriv that's also dachi b'yadayim that you are madchit. And that's what it seems Rashi holds also. Rashi holds by the Peiris, the reason why the muksa says that b'layim dachi b'yadayim idlo alaktinu akzinu. Otherwise, without dachi b'yadayim, it wouldn't be considered muksa. Now this is l'chari the same machlokes Rashi and Taisus here. Now Taisus holds that since there's no way you could be matted a b'char, so you don't need dachi b'yadayim. Rashi holds no. Shimon doesn't hold the muksa, even if there's no way to be matter it, but it's mutter. And even though Reb Shimon Lamashe by Gregor said smukim is maskim to muksa, that's because you dachi b'yadayim. Or by Peiris mechubarim, you do like tinu aksinu, who blives dachi b'yadayim. But otherwise, you don't say muksa. And the Ramban Melcham is there, it says Bukhar is an exception, because if it's totally impossible for it to become mutter, except by doing an isser, then you don't say this svar. But Rashi apparently doesn't hold that way. The Ramban holds that, like Taisus, that Bukhar is takal smuksa, and he likes to this svar, that if it's impossible for it to become mutter, except ayidein isser, then even without dachi b'dayim, it's aser. But Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi holds in svar like the Melchamis, but even in this case, Rashi shows you always need dachi b'yadayim. So the Afikayam says that this is totally in a machlekes amirum. The Gemara on Chav Zayin Amid Beis has a machlekes if an animal dies on Yontif, if Reb Shimon only holds its mutter by a chayla, by a sick animal, but by balechayim shemesu, by a bria, by a regular healthy animal that just drops dead unexpectedly, Reb Shimon's masking that it's muksa. And there's another man, the Yamacholka Reb Shimon Balechayim Shemesu. Reb Shimon, even by a healthy animal that dies, he also says that it's not muksa. So the Asar Mishainim, the Rajba learns that the Pshat is the Avamachloikis, do you say Yeshivu Mitzap, is he waiting for a healthy animal to die? But they're thinking I'm old Tzedechik. And it brings the Mardechai. The Mardechai says that the Gemara later by, in the fourth parak by Sukkah, it's a similar Gemara. The Gemara says that by a sukkah b'riya, if you have a sukkah that fell on Yom Tov, if it's a sukkah b'riya, if it's a strong sukkah, you don't have yeshiv mitzapah, it's asr. Now shaken, if it's a weak sukkah ru'uah, then you say yeshiv mitzapah, then it's mutter according to Reb Shimon. Now Figyam learns, it's taka machloikis amirun. There's one amir that holds the man the yomba that says that Reb Shimon holds by balechayim shemesu it's asr. He's like the one that holds it by sukkah b'riya, it's asr. Because he holds that you don't need dachi b'yadayim as long as you're not tight delay, it's also according to b'shimon. That's like the balamar. Mashenk in the man the omen that says acholukai b'shimon balechayim shemesu. He holds that b'shimon b'chol never holds a muksa only by dachi b'yadayim. He wants to shtel tzud as a machlekes by kais karavah shoshes. Barim perik here in the third perik says that according to one man the omen that b'shimon only holds by ner that it's mutter. Because Yaishiv Mitzapa Masa Tich Benere, but by Kais Karavah Shoshis, when you have a large amount of oil, like in a big cup or a bowl, where you're not expecting it to go out, it's Aser. But there's one man, the Omer, there, Ula, that's Mashma, even Kais Karavah Shoshis is Mutter according to Reb Shimon. Because you don't need Yaishiv Mitzapa. That's what the Afikayam learns. Now, Afikayam is a little bit bothered that just like you say by Peris Mechuba, Midul Elektinu Akzinu, why don't you say the same thing by a Bechar? Since you didn't bring it to the Chacham on Erev Yontif, the moon was already the Erev Yontif, you didn't bring it to the Chacham, so that should be like Akza. But I hear a chilik that Midl Elkinu Akzinu you say when it's easy to do, when it's Biyadei to do. So you could have picked the fruit, you didn't pick the fruit, the Bible is Akzinu. Pashenkin, they bring it to a Chacham. Who said the Chacham is available? Miyemid the Mesnakik Le Chacham. You don't have a svar of midul aktinu aksinu. And you see that from the Ramban, like he himself points out. The Ramban doesn't answer. The Ramban holds a midul aktinu aksinu like Rashi. He doesn't answer Bukhar that way. He has to say another teretz to Bukhar. Vayis is Bukhar, you don't have the svar of dachi b'yadayim b'chlal. So lefi what the Afikayam learns, that it's a machlekes ha-meron, machlekes of balechayim shemesu, that if you hold that a behema b'riya is also mutter. So in that case, even when you're not yeshivu mitzapa, even when you're not waiting for it to happen, you don't say muksa. And he holds the same thing with Ula, that holds that by kais karavah shoshis it's mutter. So you see that you don't need yeshivu mitzapa. Even when you're not yeshivu mitzapa, it's mutter. So Rashi wants to learn the sugi like those amiron. because the Davzayin of Pshat, like those Amram, like the Amram that hold that Reb Shimon doesn't, that Reb Shimon doesn't need Yeshiv Mitzapa, and any time, even without Yeshiv Mitzapa, it's never Muksa except by Dachim Yadayim. So then you have to say, Pshat, how do we learn this Mishnah of Einzen Amuchen? On that, Rashi says that the Donis Adin and the Nirukim Misak, and that makes it also without the Yisra Muksa. Now, Shaken the Sugyan Shabbos. The Sugyan Shabbos is going like the man, the Amr, that at Meidur of Shim Balachayim Shemesu, that if the Behem is Bria, then it's also because you need Yeshiv Mitzapa. And who would by the Sukkah that's Bria? It's also because you need Yeshiv Mitzapa. Mekoyis Kaiva Shashis, it's also because you need Yeshiv Mitzapa. That's the whole Gemara. So that Gemara Vata holds that this mission is all smokes and all it's Nirukim Misakin. And Mamela, that's what's Miyashiv, that Rashi's learning the Gemara like the man, the Omer, the Cholokoy Shim Balachayim Shemesu, and that Kais Kaiva Shashis also doesn't have an Issa Muksa. Because even without Yeshiv Mitzapa, there is no Issa Muksa according to Reb Shimon. So Mel, that's why he learns it, that the Gemara, if the Issa is Al-Sadana Sadin, but the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't hold the way. The Gemara in Shabbos is going like the Amiram that hold that you need Yeshiv Mitzapa, and Kais Karev HaShashis is also according to Reb Shimon, and Abhaim Abriya and Asukah Briya is also according to Reb Shimon. Mel, the Gemara learns that this mission is also Issa Muksa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.